Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Every day is a celebration. Yep, it sure is. Because every day is a holiday. Yep, that's right. I'm Clementine Holiday. My family owns a kind of fun, kind of weird party planning store in the mall, Hot Party Central. Hi. Sorry for being so quiet. I'm kind of confused. Corey just said something nice to me, like gave me a real compliment. And I'm trying to figure out if this is all a dream. Am I still sleeping? Or is today April Fool's Day? Something must be wrong. With Truffle? Whew, Truffle's okay. Then what is it? Why did Corey give me a compliment this morning?
Good morning, Clem. You know, you are a special girl. And you have really cool style.
Dad, why are you paying me compliments? What is going on? First Corey, now you?
Hey, I pay you compliments all the time.
True, but what's up with Corey? He told me there was no better friend than a sister. Then he slipped this handwritten note under my door.
Oh, really? What did it say?
A sister is a little bit of childhood that can never be lost.
Ah, good one, right? I found that one on the internet.
Seriously, Dad?
All right. Today is Random Acts of Kindness Day, but you would know that if you didn't unplug the custom alarm clock that wakes you up every morning with the sweet sound of my voice and the holiday of the day.
The battery died.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey's custom alarm clock is still working. And he knows that today is Random Act of Kindness Day, so he's celebrating with compliments.
And this, celebrating with vegetables, peas to be exact. Because we're two peas in a pod.
Good one, son. Wait, did you pull those peas from Mom's garden?
Yes. And this, a flower bouquet for you too, Clem. Should you tell him, Dad, or should I?
You tell him. I'm going to make sure your mother doesn't notice the uprooted vegetables from her garden.
Good idea. Corey, I appreciate the random acts of kindness, but this is cauliflower, not a flower bouquet.
Uh-oh. Clem, do you think you could do a random act of kindness for me? And tell Mom that the deer ate her peas and cauliflower?
Gotcha, kid.
There's a trail of dirt that followed me outside from Mom's garden all the way up here to your room. She's definitely gonna know it with me.
Gotcha again, kid. Well, I just fulfilled my random acts of kindness for Corey today. Corey's in the clear, but my mom is now standing guard at the back window, waiting for the deer that ate her peas and cauliflower to come back. Did you know that Random Acts of Kindness Day started in Denver, Colorado? Yep, Then it spread all the way to New Zealand, making it a worldwide celebration. And although you should be kind every day of the year, you can celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day by complimenting a stranger today, or someone you know. You can never go wrong with kindness. I'm about to give my mom some Random Acts of Kindness to make up for the Random Acts of Kindness for Corey. This day requires a lot of work. I wonder if this counts as hours worked, and maybe I don't have to help Dad out at Party Central today?
Clem, the car's warmed up and the gang's all ready. It's Party Central time.
Yeah, never mind. Well, thanks for listening, and remember to celebrate every day, because every day is a holiday. Bye!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.